all little, bright and bubbly children. And we welcome you to this week's, in the first episode of our Children's Hour on Radio Sai. Greetings from Prashant Nilayam and Sai Ram to you, Ganesh.
Sai Ram, Prem, and welcome children to the very first episode of Children's Hour on Radio Sai. Yes, we all are children of Sai, and it gives us so much happiness to be talking to all you children out there.
Ganesh, this is our first episode, and we all know Swami says that whenever we start anything new, we should do one thing without fail.
Yes, children. Do you know what it is? Right. You are correct. We should start by praying to Lord Ganesha. Why should we pray to Ganesha? Because Swami says that He is the remover of obstacles. He removes any problems that may come in the way of what we do. So, let us begin our program today by praying to Lord Ganesha.
Really enjoyed that song, and we said Ganesha, but that song had all the gods named in there.
Yes.
Even our Swami, wasn't that beautiful? Dear children, I'm sure you all enjoyed it as much as we did. Children, do you know how lucky you all are? You are learning good habits like praying, singing bhajans, and chanting Vedas in such a young, tender age. Do you know why it is important to do these things when you are little children?
Have you seen gymnastics? How people do very difficult exercises like jumping, diving and bending and hanging. You all must have seen it. Do you know that these people start learning when they are very young? Even in games like tennis, cricket or football, all those famous players we see today started learning when they were very young. Because when you are children, it is the best time to learn.
And that is why Swami says, start early, drive slowly and reach safely, isn't it? So even in love for God, in prayers, in good habits, you must start early. Meaning, you must start when you are still little children.
You all must have seen a banyan tree or a peepal tree. They are huge. Almost 100 children like you can sit under it at one time. But do you know that big tree comes from a small seed that you can hold in your tiny little hands? So, when cared for in the right way, that tiny seed can become a massive tree, giving shade and shelter, and of course, cool breeze to all.
Alright. You know, this is the first Children's Hour on Radio Sai's Thursday Live. And what a beautiful coincidence it is. Tomorrow is 14th of November. Do you know, children, what is so special about that? In India, we celebrate it as Children's Day. Yes, it's your day. And what a beautiful coincidence it is that we are starting the children's program on Radio Sai on the eve of the Children's Day in India.
But when with Swami, nothing happens by chance or accidentally. These are all little gifts Swami gives us to remind us that He is always there by our side, guiding every action and thought.
So thanking Swami for this beautiful gift of coincidence that He has given us, let us start this first episode of Children's Special. Alright children, what shall we do this week's program?
I think I know a good way to start.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special program for children.
Right.
Why not start with a story from Swami's childhood?
That's a brilliant idea indeed. But I can hear some of you asking, really? Was Swami ever a child? Oh, we thought he was always Bhagwan Satyasai Baba. Yes, of course, children, Swami was always God, but He too was a child like all of you. He went to school, did His homework, and even played with His friends in the fields.
Do you know that when Swami was a little child, He was not called Sai Baba. He was called by His friends as Satya, because Swami's name was then Satya Narayana Raju. Little Satya was very charming, friendly, and a lovable child. Not only was he a good boy, he would ensure all his friends would do good things too. He would wake up early in the morning, wake up all his friends, and take them to River Chitravati. That is a river near Puttaparthi. After making all of them have a dip in the water, Swami would take them to the Hanuman temple in the village and make them go around the temple and worship Lord Hanuman. But Swami Himself would never do pradakshina. That is what going around the temple is called. So, one day, Satya's friends asked Him why He never joined them in pradakshinas. Satya just smiled. But as they forced Him to, Satya also started doing pradakshina to Hanuman. Satya just started when a huge monkey jumped out of nowhere and caught hold of Satya's feet.
And do you know who that monkey was? Yes, that was Hanuman Himself come in the form of that monkey. Many, many years later, Swami would explain, children, that Hanuman told Swami, little Satyam then, of course, Swami, I am your devotee. You are my Lord Rama. How can I permit you to do pradakshina to me?
Wow! How beautiful! How beautiful is it! How fortunate we all are, children, to have the Lord Himself as our friend and guardian. Let us all remember in our hearts Swami with gratitude and offer our salutations at His lotus feet.
Absolutely. We all have to be very, very grateful to Swami for giving us this beautiful chance. Alright children, you must be wondering, if this is really a children's program, where are the children? Alright, we are going to have a child now shortly joining all of you. We will now have our own Jagannath Rao sir, who is one of the elders at Radio Sai, and you know what he is going to be doing? He is going to talk to one little friend of yours. So let us hear what this little one has to say. Do listen carefully. You may have a lot of nice new things to learn today in this conversation. Alright, let's listen to what Jagannath Rasa has to talk with his little child.
What's your name?
Sri Vijay Sai Krishna.
What is your father's name?
Sri Sai Krishna.
And do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have one brother. His name is Sri Tejas Krishna.
All are Krishnas?
Yes.
Yes? Do you know who is Krishna?
Yes, he is a god.
God. Do you know about his childhood?
Yes, sir.
When he was like you?
Yes.
Yes. Tell me, what was he like in his childhood? Any important incidents, what you remember about Krishna?
When Krishna was born, they were in jail, his mother, father, and when he born...
You know his father's name?
Yes, Vasudeva.
Mother?
Devaki.
Devaki Vasudeva. Yes. What happened then? Any important happening?
Then in the night, Krishna took, Vasudeva took Krishna on his head, and when he was in the way, when Yamuna river was flowing with floods, then he prayed, he prayed to God that then the river gave way for Vasudeva to go. So Vasudeva went like that, and back of Vasudeva and Krishna, Lord Krishna, there was Sheshanaga protecting them from the rain.
Wonderful. Who is Sheshanaga?
Lord Vishnu sleeps in Kshirasagara with one snake called Sheshata.
Okay. And why that Sheshanaga came here? Any idea?
Because Vishnu was Krishna, no? That's
right. You're right. You're right. And this is one very excellent incident you said, told me. And any other incident in the childhood? You see, Krishna is called by another name. Do you remember any other name of Krishna? I will tell you. Damodara.
Damodara.
Do you know the meaning of Damodara? No. Dama means a string which was tied to his waist. Why it was tied to his waist?
Because he was naughty and was...
He was very, very naughty. Therefore, who tied
Mother Yashoda.
Not?
Yashoda.
Yashoda, not Devaki. Why?
Because Vasudeva took Krishna and he left...
Nanda Yashoda's house. Nanda and Yashoda's house. Therefore, Yashoda tied him.
Tied.
And what happened then?
Then he tied for a mortar.
What did he do? He dragged that mortar and then...
He went outside the house.
Yes.
While he was going forest, he went into forest, and while going, he saw two trees.
Yes.
And he went in the middle of two trees, and Krishna stuck over there, and he want to get out of that. He kept one step forward.
These two trees became two Gandharvas. There was a curse on them. They were released of their curse by the touch of Krishna. Is it not? Well, excellent story, you said. Now, let us come to your school. It's a different story. When do you go to school every day?
Actually, I go at school at 8:35. I'll reach. But
when the assembly takes place?
at 8:55 we'll form lines and go. And after 5 minutes, prayer will start at 9 o'clock.
Means going to school before the prayer starts is discipline.
Mm.
If you don't follow it, it is indiscipline.
Mm.
Mischief. Why that discipline is maintained?
Because to be like a good student.
Good student. Otherwise what happens? If the discipline is not there, what happens? If you don't form line.
Bad name. And
bad
we'll
name?
Spoil our Swami's name and school name.
School name. Also you can't do anything systematically. If you don't form line, you don't stand in the line, you can't sing well, it will be a mob.
Mm.
And do you know how this discipline is there around us? Means when the sun, where sun rises in the morning?
In the east.
Where it sets?
In the west.
And it is done every day. That is disciplined way. Is it not? And how do you get day and night?
When
you know the signs?
Yes.
You know signs?
When sun rises up, that time the day starts, and when sun sets, night will start.
And how much is the time of a day?
Day 12 hours.
And night?
Night 12 hours.
12. Therefore, that's also discipline.
Hmm.
You see, everywhere there is discipline. Day and night occur when when earth is moving on its axis.
Yes.
Is it not? It is not that sun is moving. You know in
yes.
science, your thought?
Yes.
What was it that was taught to you? How days and nights take place?
When the earth turns, if it turns to our side, the day starts. And when it slowly turns, evening, afternoon,
it becomes night.
Mm.
It becomes night. Is it not? Therefore, discipline is there everywhere in the world. Everything goes by discipline. If you are going on the road, how do you go on the road? Do you go at the center of the road?
No.
Why?
Because vehicles will come and dashes will face on accidents.
Will be injured. You'll face accidents. Therefore, what you do?
So we'll feel.
Now, therefore, how do you walk on the roads?
We should walk side on the footpath.
On the footpath. While in school also, do you sit in the school talking or silently? How do you do?
We should sit silently when in
that
classes.
Is again discipline. Because if all children start talking,
ma'am will shout at us.
Therefore, this is how discipline is controlling everything. If we are disciplined, and when do you go to bed in the at night?
8:30.
Therefore, if you go to bed later, what will your mother say?
You
want to see a picture. You want to go late at night. Then what happens? You sleep late into the night and then get up late.
Mm.
Then you will be late to the school. Mm. Is it not? Therefore, everywhere we will have to be disciplined and follow discipline. Is it not? Now, I am coming back to your name. Just tell me your name.
Sri Vijay Sai Krishna.
Sri Vijaya?
Sai Krishna.
Vijaya means you have any idea?
Yes.
Who has given you the name?
My father.
Father has given you the name? In some cases, your grandfather gives, grandmother gives, mother gives, but your name is given by your father.
Mm.
Okay, what is Vijay?
Vijay means to win.
Success.
Success.
Vijay. Then, next is?
Sai.
Sai. Who is Sai?
Sai Baba.
Sai Baba is?
Sai.
Our God.
Our God.
Next is?
Krishna.
Krishna. We call Sai Baba as Sai Krishna, Sai Rama, Sai Narayana,
Sai Vishnu.
Sai Vishnu, all this.
Sai Shiva.
Therefore, why this name is given to you, do you know? I tell you. You see, when you take the name of God, a student, if he takes the name of God, he will have calm mind and he can read very well and he can get good marks in the school. And any work which you do, always take the name of God and do it. Therefore, even parents also, when they call the children, they want to take the name of God. By calling you Krishna, your mother is taking the name of God. Sai Krishna. When she calls you Sai Krishna, he is taking the name of God. Therefore, to think of God, to take the name of Namasmarana. What do you call it?
Namasmarana.
Automatically, Namasmarana is done by taking the name of the child. You remember, there is one story in Telugu. I will narrate it. A father, a person was having a son. The son's name was Narayana. And why he gave this name? He thought, if I call the name of God at the time of his death, he will reach God. Therefore, he was active, he was doing his jobs, and at old age, he suffered from a disease, and he was on bed. Therefore, there is a poem in Telugu, Narayana anuchu atma nandanu pilivan, eriti nelu kuntivi, eri ni sati vel pileri Krishna. Means, he just tried to call his son to his bedside. What is it? He could not pronounce the full name of Narayana. By the time he could say Nara, he died. Even then, God knows what was his intention. He wanted to call his son. Therefore, he has given moksha to the person. Therefore, keeping the name of God to the children is to make Namasmarana a practice. Therefore, when you call, what is the name of your brother?
Tejas Krishna.
Tejas Krishna. Tejas means, do you know what is it? Tejas means?
Kala.
Effulgence. Light. Tejas means what? Light. The Krishna, God is a form of Tejas. Sun. What is he? He is full of Tejas.
Yes.
Sun is God. Therefore, when you take the name of Krishna, your brother's name, again you are taking the name of God. Therefore, these names are given with that purpose. Instead of saying some odd names, what you call Romi, something. Romi means there is no name. Because you can call, you do to calls with such names, but what is the name to be called? Name of God.
God.
That is why names are given. Is it not?
So children, did you all enjoy Jagannath Rao sir's conversation with little Vijay Sai Krishna? Yes, it was indeed a lesson for us too. Vijay Sai is a student in the Ishwarama school in Prashanthi Nilayam. Keep listening to the Children's Hour every week, and you can listen to more children talking with sir.
You know, we told you a story from Swami's childhood, didn't we? But do you know about Shirdi Baba? Before Swami blessed us all as our dear Swami, he came in the form of Shirdi Baba, as a tall, very well-built old man. You all would have seen pictures of him, right? He came in a small town called Shirdi in the Indian state of Maharashtra.
But do you know where Shirdi Baba was born? Not till Swami himself spoke about Shirdi Baba's early years, we knew about it. So, would you like to listen to that story? But I am not going to tell you, nor is Prem going to tell you. we are going to take you to the class of Soumya Rupa Didi, and she is telling her students the story of Shirdi Baba's birth.
Come, let us listen to her. It's very interesting, and you will not find this in any other book, I'm sure. So let's listen to Soumya Rupa Didi telling this beautiful story to her students.
Sairam, Auntie.
Sairam, children.
Auntie, when you were studying in Sri Satya Sai College at Anantapur, did Bhagwan speak with all of you?
Yes, Bhagwan spoke to all of us when he visited us at Anantapur. He also spoke to us in interviews at Puttaparthi.
Please tell us, what did Bhagwan tell you in such interviews?
Yes, I will narrate the first interview we got as students on Ramzan Day in 1984.
Auntie, did Bhagwan speak with you in English or Telugu?
Bhagwan spoke in Telugu. The translation was done by our warden, Dr. Mrs. Jailakshmi Gopinath.
Where did Bhagwan speak with you all?
Bhagwan spoke with us in the Bhajan Hall of the Mandir.
Did Bhagwan stand or sit while speaking?
Bhagwan sat while speaking.
Did anyone ask questions?
Yes, we did ask questions. In fact, Bhagwan often started interviews by asking, Yemi Samacharam, any questions? Likhita, what does Yemi Samacharam mean?
Auntie, Yemi Samacharam means, what's the matter or what's the news?
Yes, that's what it means. Then our librarian, Mrs. Pushpa Ramana, said, Swami, please tell us about your parents and childhood during your incarnation as Shirdi Baba. Children, as you know, the Sri Sai Satcharita as well as the Sri Sai Chalisa do not mention anything about Baba's childhood. The Shirdi Baba Chalisa says, Pehle Sai ke charno mein apna sheesh namau main, kaise Shirdi Sai aaye, sara hal sunau main, kaun hai mata pita kaun hai, yah na kisi ne bhi jana, kahan janam Sai ne dhara, prashn paheli raha bana. It was a riddle. Nobody knew where Baba had been born. Bhagwan revealed to us the answer to this riddle. About Shirdi Baba's birth on that Ramzan day, July 1984. Bhagwan began by saying, every little thing is of some value. Until and unless we know the value of a thing, we cannot put it into proper use. If the husk is not removed from paddy, can we get rice?
No, Auntie.
Can we wear cotton?
No, Auntie.
Swami said, cotton has to be made into thread, the thread has to be woven into cloth, the cloth has to be cut and stitched, only then we can use it. A rock from a mountain cannot be worshipped until it is made into an idol. Diamond is precious only after it is cut and polished. Even gold mixed with copper or silver is of lesser value than purified gold. Bhagwan said, human life gains divine value when the sattva, rajas and tamo gunas are taken away from it. He said, life with desires is
man,
and life without desires is
God.
Then Bhagwan began the wonderful story about the birth and childhood of Shirdi Baba. He said, on the peaceful banks of the Godavari River, there was a village called Patri.
What, Auntie?
Patri, P-A-T-R-I, Patri. A pious Brahmin couple, Ganga Bhava and Devagiri Amma, lived there. They had everything, wealth and comforts, but for a child. They used to pray to Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati for a child. Ganga Bhava's work was to help people cross the river Godavari in ferry boats. He had even employed some men under him for this business. One night there was a torrential rain accompanied by a heavy storm. Ganga Bhava told his wife that he may not return home that night, as many people might want to cross the river, which was in spate. So After Ganga Bhava left, Devagiri Amma bolted the door and sat down to worship Gauri Devi, of whom the couple were devotees. It was around 10 o'clock at night. Devagiri Amma heard a knock on the front door. Thinking that her husband had returned, she opened the door.
Auntie, was her husband at the door?
No. There was instead an old man of 80 standing at the door.
Did she know him, Auntie?
No, she had never seen him before. He said, "Amma, I'm hungry, I'm hungry." Devagiri Amma honored her guests. She hadn't eaten her dinner, nor had her husband eaten, so there was plenty of food in the house. She gave the old man food and made a bed for him on the outside portico. After a while, there was a knock on the front door again. She thought that the old man might be needing something. When she opened the door, she saw the old man there. He told her that his legs were paining, and he needed someone to press his legs. He specified that he wanted only a lady to press his legs. Devagiri Amma had no other go but to find such a lady. She covered her head with the sari and went in the heavy downpour to the village. She asked many women to come to her house, offering a lot of money for the job. There were professional masseurs in the village, but everyone refused, since it was late in the night and it was raining. Devagiri Amma returned home and prayed to Gauri Devi to help her. She felt hesitant to press the old man's legs herself, since, according to Hindu tradition, a lady can touch only her husband and nobody else. At the same time, Bharatiya culture teaches Atithi Devo Bhava, which means guest is God. So she wanted to satisfy her guest. She prayed intensely. Then she heard a knock at the back door. When she opened it, she saw a lovely lady standing at the door. She did not know her. She had never seen her in the village either. The lady said that she had come in answer to Devagiri Amma's search in the village. Devagiri Amma was now relieved. She thanked Gauri Mata for sending her this lady. The next moment, instead of the old man and the lady, she saw Ishwara and Parvati spreading their radiance standing before her.
How wonderful!
Devagiri Amma fell at their feet. Then Parvati asked Ishwara to grant Devagiri Amma a boon. But Ishwara, that is Lord Shiva, said that since he had come only in order to test Devagiri Amma, while Gauri Ma had come in answer to her prayers, Gauri Ma herself should grant her a boon first. This conversation between Ishwara and Parvati Ma, Devagiri Amma could not hear.
Why, Auntie?
Bhagwan said that God's language man cannot understand. Then Mother Parvati blessed Devagiri Amma with a son to carry on the vamsha or lineage and a daughter for Kanyadan.
What is Kanyadan, Auntie?
Kanyadan is a part of a Hindu wedding ceremony in which the bride's parents gift their precious daughter to the bridegroom. It is a big sacrifice for the parents of the girl to part with their beloved daughter. Then Lord Shiva, greatly pleased with her, told Devagiri Amma that he himself would be born as her third son. Then Ishwara and Parvati disappeared. Devagiri Amma was in bliss. Overjoyed, she kept roaming about in the house. Ganga Bhava returned home in the morning and Devagiri Amma told him everything. However, he did not believe her and thought that his wife, being left to herself, must have had some illusions at night. So he just said, "All right, all right." However, after 9 months, she had a son and the next year a daughter. When she was expecting the third child and was in the 9th month, by Vaishnavi Maya, or the will of God. Ganga Bhava developed an earnest desire for Vairagya.
What is Vairagya, auntie?
Vairagya is a strong desire for God and a sense of detachment from the world. He wanted to renounce his family and go away to the forest. Devagiri Amma pleaded with him that when the boon had come true twice, even the third would come true and Ishvara himself would be born to them as their third son. Ganga Bhava did not listen and he left the house. Devagiri Amma was so devoted to her husband that she left her son and daughter in her mother's house and followed her husband. On the way, as they passed through a forest, she, walking behind him briskly, she felt her pains. She pleaded with Ganga Bhava to wait and see Lord Shiva as their son. Ganga Bhava wished to see Lord Shiva in the divine form and not as a human being. So he did not stop. Devagiri Amma sat under a tree. Immediately a beautiful baby was born. Devagiri Amma, in her ardent desire to follow her husband, covered her newborn son with leaves and left him under a tree.
Did she leave him all alone?
Yes. Sadly, she left him all alone under the tree.
What happened to the baby, auntie?
A fakir and his wife were passing that way in a tonga, a horse cart. As they neared, the wife got down. She heard the cry of a baby. She went in the direction of the cry and found the newborn baby near her feet, covered with leaves. Thinking that the mother may be somewhere nearby, she called her husband and the tonga driver. They searched in the forest, but they did not find the mother. The fakir and his wife were childless. So his wife thought that Allah must have given her the child without any trouble or pains or even a 9-month waiting. They took the baby home where all the people were happy at their having got a child. The little boy grew up and was affectionately called Baba. When he was 8 years old, he was one day playing marbles with other boys of his age. Gradually, he won all the marbles from all the boys. One of the boys, named Rahul, was a rich man's son. He got angry when he was defeated and ran home to get some more marbles. He did not find any marbles, but in the puja room, he saw the saligrama, which looked almost like a marble.
What is saligrama, auntie?
Saligrama is a black round stone with a hole in it. It is naturally formed and found in the bed of the Gandaki River, which flows in Nepal and North Bihar. Inside the hole, there are chakras or spirals like the discus of Lord Vishnu. It is a symbol of Lord Vishnu, just as the linga symbolizes
Lord Shiva.
Yes. Rahul took the saligrama when he saw that his mother wasn't there and returned to play. Baba, however, knew that it was the holy saligrama. He won it and immediately swallowed it. The boy then began to fight with Baba. The boy's mother saw them from a window of the house and came down to separate them. Rahul complained to his mother, "Amma, he has won all my marbles. On top of that, he has won my special, precious marble too, and he has swallowed it." His mother then asked Rahul, "I did not give you any money. How did you get a precious marble?" The boy confessed that he had taken it from the puja room. Rahul's mother was now anxious to get back the saligrama because it had to be worshipped every day. She told Baba that she would give him many marbles if only he returned the saligrama. Baba showed his open palms and said, "I don't have the marbles." Rahul, however, said, "He put it in his mouth, Amma, he put it in his mouth." Rahul's mother asked Baba to open his mouth. And to her wonder, she saw the whole universe in Baba's mouth.
Just like Yashoda Maiya saw in little Krishna's mouth.
Yes, just like Yashoda Maiya saw in little Krishna's mouth. And after this, she became very devoted to Baba and used to feed him when her husband wasn't there, because they were Hindus and Baba was considered to be a Muslim boy. In those days, Hindus and Muslims had great differences and disputes amongst themselves. Around this time, the fakir died and his wife was left all alone with Baba. Baba at this time used to chant Allahu Akbar in the temples and mantras in mosques. He even worshipped the Saligrama in the mosque. Sai Navya, can you please tell us what is the meaning of Allahu Akbar, La ilaha ill Allah?
Auntie, it means God is great, none greater than God is there who protects us always.
Yes, that's what it means. Baba used to recite all this in temples and mantras in mosques. So everyone started complaining about him to the fakir's wife. Tired of him, she put Baba in the ashram of a man called Venkusha. At first, Venkusha was doubtful whether to take Baba into his ashram or not.
Why was he hesitating to take Baba into his ashram?
Deepika, Venkusha thought that the Hindus in the ashram might not like it, since Baba was a Muslim boy. Then Venkusha had a dream in which his guru told him that Baba was no ordinary boy and that he must take him into the ashram. There is no difference of caste or creed, and all the religions are the same. So Venkusha was filled with reverence for Baba. He loved and took care of Baba. He told Baba, "The whole ashram belongs to you, Baba." After Venkusha's death, however, the Hindus of the ashram thought that if Baba stayed in the ashram, the Muslims might take over the ashram. So they sent Baba away.
Hope you all enjoyed that story. But when did Baba go to Shirdi? Yes, he went much later. But when he did go there, he stayed there till the very end.
Wait. But we will not tell you that story today. You all have to come back next week for that, children. We hope you all will be back here. And remember, 7:30 in the evening every Thursday. That's your time. That's the children's hour on Radio Sai. Okay, children, it was so nice spending this evening with all of you. And we are definitely looking forward to meeting you every week the same way.
So, children, before we all go, let us all remind ourselves what we learned today in this episode. First one, it's good to get up early in the morning and pray to God. Second one, you become good children by becoming disciplined.
What does being disciplined mean? You have to wake up early, get ready on time, go to school on time, eat your food on time, play when it's playtime, and also go to bed early.
You should live up to your names. You should be as good as your names. And last but not the least, keep Swami in all your hearts and make him your best friend.
So that is the good lessons we've learned in this week's program. We're going to learn a lot more as we go on. So remember, it's 7:30 p.m. every Thursday.
So let us conclude this program by offering our pranams at Swami's lotus feet. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram to you, children. We are going to leave you with one beautiful song sung very beautifully by one little one. All right? We are going to leave you with that song. Remember to come back next week. Sai Ram.
Jesus.